This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It's imperative Lee and Mac do an hour coming out, taking me 4,000. They're all wound up, ready to go. That you know, as a listener, you see the enemy attack us every day. The lies intensifying. You've seen the economic warfare. You've seen them try to destroy Donald Trump, his family, and his companies. He lost. The word is over $1 billion right now. Spent $200 million of his own money plus. A hero. Going up against the most evil people, conferring with the top experts, going with what's best for America and best for humanity. Isn't executing perfectly. Who could? I saw a video today. Maybe you guys, in short notice, can pull it up. Like mudslide somewhere in South America, and the woman is like falling around these boards and all these wrecked houses and struggling trying to get out. Everybody's cheering for her. That's what it's like for Trump. You know, he's like on a mudslide on all these boards and this log jam trying to get the country balanced while all these enemies hit him from every sickening angle. Now he's doing it in a suit with a great looking wife and, you know, great family, smart wife, great family, Christian family, but I mean, this is what America's like right now. We are just trying to get out of this thing. We're getting hit by all these people that are cowards. Most folks don't even get power out of this system. They just tune into the power and think, oh, I'm a winner, like some bandwagon group that, you know, they say they sell like 10 times more shirts once a team's going to go to the Super Bowl or whatever. It's all these bandwagoners want to be associated with a winning team. Who cares about a winning team? How does that affect you? Unless you own stock in it or whatever. Unless your family plays on the team. This is real, folks. And I spend less than I used to because I'm so busy. Good 4 or 5 hours a day reading news, clips. I used to be like 10 hours a day. And I spend more time with my kids now. They just got to have me. And I already know too much, quite frankly. I mean, it's too upsetting. Because I know this is real. I know this fight's real. I know we're real. I know what it means if we lose. And I look at Kim Jong-un and all these scumbags running around threatening everybody. Some mother person, another communist government with the left worshiping them and all their crap and all the trendies who are raised in an open, free country and have no respect for it, no appreciation, and want to pull down everything strong and honorable because they're just miserable people. But make no mistake, the main fight for this republic is happening now. And every actuary, every analysis has been done. And what Hillary Clinton wants and what John McCain wants and what all these cowards at CNN and MSNBC and all these wannabe tough guys want is to see everybody collapse and be poor so they can secure their dominance over us because they're such cowardly pieces of crap. They're not like George Washington that led a ragtag force to the first victory against the British Empire. One of the first and only. And then went on to be president and build the nation and then leave and wanted to make him the king. But it's fitting that America on its deathbed, 2016, that's America on its deathbed. In fact, I described it that year like we were in cardiac arrest, our heart wasn't beating, and Donald Trump and the Liberty Movement were the defibrillators. It's going to be brutal, isn't going to feel good, might not even get them on perfectly right, but we're trying to get them in there and get the country going and ignite the heart and to chop the crime in the black neighborhoods so folks aren't killing themselves, and that's racist, and try to get jobs into poor people across the country and try to cut off these globalist programs that have shut us down. And I see all these crappy people attacking Trump and us and everybody. I don't even hate him anymore. I think, what type of scumbag like Bow Wow says, how dare you not like me saying I'm going to kill you or my uncle? I'm going to kidnap and put your wife in sex slavery. It's like, who the hell are these people? What's their problem? I just know this. They're not going to beat us. So let's pray to God to lead God and direct us and take action. If we're already starting to turn the planet around, But the enemy's going to fight back. Just know this, the fight's just begun. And we need your prayers and support now more than ever. Because we are the resistance to the global tyranny. You are the resistance.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job keeping in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andrew 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andrew 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin. Lady Leanne McAdoo and Owen Schroyer are about to host the fourth hour, but they reminded me it's St. Patty's Day. And so I thought I should say, luck of the Irish here. I got a little bit of Irish in me. And a lot of the folks around here have quite a bit, like Darren McBrain. We should probably hear from him today. But I probably should have worn some green. I think I probably will tonight. We're going to have some corned beef and stuff like that over at the house and some beer, some Guinness. But seriously, you can't have nationalism. You can't have culture. And so I guess that's why one of our reporters is out there. Some news agencies are saying, get rid of the St. Patty's Day parade because it's white nationalist. That's right. This is all part of the culture wars going on. So I say BS to all that. The globalists just want to ban everything. Whiteboards are being banned because you can write on them and, you know, ban the books. This is the authoritarianism we're facing. But the good news is they're losing on every front. So back to Owen Schroyer and Leanne McAdoo in the main studio.
You know, thank you, Alex, and happy St. Patrick's Day to you, Alex.
Yeah, go celebrate my people.
To all the listeners out there in Ireland and all over the United States, I know the St. Patrick's Day's parades are going on. Everyone's having a good time. But, you know, it's funny that he mentions that right there about how you've got liberal media, liberal people on social media complaining about St. Patrick's Day being white nationalism. I think I just realized something. So the whole goal of the New World Order in the United States has been, or at least as far, because you know how they like to divide based on identity. So they tried to indoctrinate the black youth into the gang, into the drug culture with people like Snoop Dogg, with people like Lil Bow Wow, Sham Moss. So now it looks like what they're trying to do with white people is indoctrinate them into this guilt trip where no matter what you do, no matter what culture it is you're celebrating, if there's anything to do with white or European relations, it's racist,
it's racist,
white nationalist, and you can't have it.
You're not allowed to have your culture or your history. You can't have, you know, your black eyed peas on St. Patrick's Day or New Year's Eve for good luck.
Just look like this. Just look like our old friend here so that you don't offend anyone. This is how the globalists would like to have us anyway. And Alex was actually very serious when he left the studio before we started talking about St. Patrick's Day, about everything that's going on with North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, this is in the Korean Herald. I don't know if you guys have this back there, if you can pull up the doc cam or you can just pull this up. This is from the Korean Herald. U.S. says strategic patience on North Korea is over. And I know we've got the clip from Tillerson. If you guys want to let me know when that's ready, we can just roll that again. Okay, so we're going to play that clip. But basically, it's interesting to see how Trump is handling North Korea differently than Obama. Obama's like a bowl of soft serve ice cream. You can just mash him right down.
Mm-hmm.
North Korea has been saying threatening things to the United States for a long time now.
Right.
It pretty much goes unanswered. And now that they're saying things, all of a sudden, the joint annual drill with South Korea is an annual thing. So that wasn't necessarily in a response to Kim Jong-un saying that he's going to mercilessly attack the United States and other rhetoric. But they also held drills in a jungle in Hawaii for the first time in a long time, maybe even decades. So they're getting the army ready again for jungle preparedness war style. Let's go to this clip from Rex Tillerson.
In the face of North Korea's grave and escalating global threat, it is important for me to consult with our friends and chart a path that secures the peace. Let me be very clear. The policy of strategic patience has ended. We're exploring a new range of diplomatic, security, and economic measures. All options are on the table.
Wow.
North Korea must understand that the only path to a secure, economically prosperous future is to abandon its development of nuclear weapons, ballistic missiles, and other weapons of mass destruction.
That's just so incredible. Unprecedented times we're living in. And I think it's important for everyone to sort of pay attention to what is happening right now with North Korea and just where we're at and how they didn't abide by the nuclear agreement. So you can kind of flashback. It was Bill Clinton who actually gave North Korea their nuclear technology. And
the Chinese, too.
There's video with Bill Clinton talking about this deal is going to make America safer. It's going to be a good deal. It'll stop them from being able to acquire nuclear weapons. We'll be able to go in and investigate. And it's almost verbatim the exact rhetoric that Obama used when he heralded the good deal with Iran. The same thing. It's going to keep us safe. It'll stop them from acquiring nuclear weapons. They'll allow us to come in and inspect the technology. So we're basically going to see history repeat itself with what's going on with North Korea. You don't give people nuclear technology that raise their children on death to America and things like that. So basically what we're seeing going on now with North Korea and kind of ramping up for, all options on the table here, we might be seeing this even in the future with Iran.
Well, and it's funny, too, because it was just over a year ago where the leader of Iran said that Iran is going to have a new designation in the New World Order.
Mm.
This was right before the deal that Barack Obama made with Iran that sent them cash sent to Iran. So it's interesting. In 12 years, is Iran going to be the new North Korea? Maybe not necessarily on a social political paradigm, but as far as a global threat is concerned with its nuclear arsenal. So
right.
That's an interesting history that you mentioned there. And it's also worth mentioning that, let's keep in mind, the Clintons also let the Chinese get our nuclear secrets. They let North Korea get our nuclear secrets. Now the United States,
20% of our uranium to Russia.
Oh, but Trump is the compromise president somehow. But keep in mind, so now you've got the United States having joint military drills with South Korea in South Korea. This is an annual thing.
Mm-hmm.
Kim Jong-un freaks out and says, we're going to respond with a merciless attack on the United States of America. don't try to tough guy Donald Trump and Rex Tillerson is my suggestion, or just keep doing it and see what happens. I think maybe your reign of power might finally be over. But then China says that it wants to work with the United States and Russia and South Korea to bring peace to that region and to try to stymie North Korea's nuclear threats. But guess what China said, though? China said the only proposal they made was stop doing joint drills with South Korea. Well, wait a second. Is China North Korea's mouthpiece now? I thought you said you wanted to work with America, work with Russia to tone down North Korea. How about all the oppression going on in North Korea? I guess that doesn't bother China, considering they're doing similar things. So who is China to say, I want to work with you to get peace in this region, to stop North Korea from threatening their nuclear capabilities on the rest of the world? However, though, the only proposal that we're going to make is that you have to stop doing drills with South Korea, who North Korea is threatening on a daily basis.
Right.
So it sounds to me like China and North Korea, there might be an unhealthy relationship there for the United States.
Right. Well, they've always kind of colluded with each other somewhat. But, I mean, just think about that with North Korea. This was the dictator who told his people they should feel lucky and that to prepare for eating grass. You're going to have a season of having to eat grass, people. You know, we're going to have to go to war with the USA. I mean, my goodness, I can't imagine. It's sort of similar to what's going on in Venezuela. But
Well, that's what you get from communism. Mm-hmm. You just take a look at Venezuela. But you think about the liberals, you think about the Democrats, you think about the virtue signaling on the left, which has turned into nothing more than a group of anti-Trumpers. Why do they ignore the oppression in North Korea? I never hear hardly anybody talk about the oppression in North Korea. I mean, we've got pundits that go on CNN on a nightly basis and bitch and moan about racial inequality in this country, who are pro-globalism, but ignore the oppression in North Korea. So now you basically, this is just my summation of what's going on in North Korea. Kim Jong-un is basically holding all of the people in North Korea hostage,
mm-hmm.
and saying, I'm in control here, don't mess up my power structure, or I'm just going to blow it all up. You want that blood on your hands to try to stop my authoritarian regime? And the United States is finally saying, you know what, we're not a bowl of soft serve ice cream like Barack Obama. You're not going to have this rhetoric go unnoticed, and you're certainly not going to threaten our allies in the region like Japan, who is now holding drills for bombs.
Mm-hmm.
Sirens blare in Japan, fearing North Korea holds first missile drill. Look at these children. So this is what you've got going on, and I've got the left and Democrats every day spouting off about Trump being a Russian agent, spouting off about Trump being a racist, spouting off about all of this ridiculous nonsense. Have you forgotten your calling card, liberals, the peaceniks on the left? Where are you now? You're nowhere, just like the ACLU. The ACLU has completely abandoned its goal of protecting the civil liberties of Americans. Now it's nothing more than an anti-Trump wing. So it's just amazing how it seems on the left, from every side, no matter what, it's all being sucked into the vacuum of anti-Trump, and they ignore all of the issues around the planet that they've been trying to point out for the last decades.
Right. And then, of course, ignoring what's going on, say, in Europe, because they are really trying to push the whole open borders agenda here, and just everyone's a refugee, everyone is a legal immigrant. Meanwhile, we've got Turkey threatening to send Europe 15,000 refugees a month. So it's basically do what we say, play by our rules, don't speak poorly of us. We're going to just send all these people your way. So now that's the new strategic diplomacy. Well, we're just going to send you some refugees, and maybe there'll be some extremists thrown in with them as well.
And I love how this story is pitched. Okay, so the same people, can you pull that headline up again? The same people run this headline. Turkey threatens to send Europe 15,000 refugees a month. Okay, look at this headline. Turkey threatens. Let's just look at the rhetoric here. Okay, so you're insinuating that 15,000 refugees going into Europe is a threat. But when Donald Trump issues a travel ban to protect this country from unvetted refugees, he's racist. So wait a second. Are these refugees a threat? Or are you just spouting off whatever you can to make a headline get clicks? Because you can't run those headlines simultaneously, which I would love to see you do, because you do it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So what is it? Are all of these refugees a threat to national security? Or is Trump a racist because he thinks these refugees are a threat to national security, the headline that you ran? Alex Jones Show, fourth hour, Owen Shore, Leanne McAdoo. We'll be right back.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to Bailey.com or call 920-MACHINE and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H, Bailey, because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free, if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you, with code 1165 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to Harry's.com now and enter code 1165 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's Harry's.com, code 1165.
Are you living with a growing prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? Problems with a growing prostate don't go away on their own. So you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. A recent survey of Super Beta Prostate users shows that over 86% of men report waking less frequently to use the bathroom. With Super Beta Prostate, you could have less urge to urinate and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-487-7242. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-487-7242. That's 1-800-487-7242.
Show. Owen Schroyer, Leanne McAdoo hosting the fourth hour for you. And folks, in case you didn't know, and I don't know how you couldn't know by now, but we have our own store. That's how we fund ourselves. We don't take money from corporations like big pharmaceutical companies, We get funded by the listeners. That's you. Infowarsstore.com. So many great products. I'm sure you've heard of Super Male Vitality. 30% off right now. We've got a new product, Myco ZX, Fungus and Yeast Cleanser. That's almost sold out right now. Now, there's another product. If you go to the Infowars.com/newsletter, if you sign up for the newsletter, you get exclusive 50% off deals every day. You need to go sign up for that newsletter. And today's special is 50% off Occupower Eye Support. This is actually a product that I just started taking recently. I'm a guy that spends probably about 10 hours a day staring at screens. I wish it wasn't that way, but it's just the nature of what I do, trying to stay informed. So, and I'm under the lights at least an hour today. So I actually just started taking this product myself, Occupower. If you're someone that stares at screens all day, if you're someone that you're, you know, you're coming of age and maybe your eyesight is getting a little weaker or it's harder for you to see things from far away, try out the Occupower Eye Support Formula at InfowarsStore.com, a product that gets overlooked a lot. And just a lot of great nutrients are in that product to begin with. And that's the special right now. If you go to Infowars.com/newsletter, it's already got some markup off, but you'll get another 50% off if you sign up for the newsletter. So I think that brings the Occupower down to like $15. I mean, folks, that's a joke. That's a joke. We sell you the best products at Infowars.com, and we sell you at a better price than you're going to find it anywhere else in the world. So Donald Trump had a press conference today with Angela Merkel. The big story, of course, was that, well, first it got delayed, reminiscent of Hillary Clinton campaigns getting delayed. But then, allegedly, Donald Trump rejected a handshake opportunity. Apparently, Merkel said, should we do a handshake for the cameras? And Trump basically just completely ignored her. It wasn't even a no or anything. He just kind of just gave her the cold shoulder. There it is right there. Okay. Apparently right here, she says, should we do a handshake? And he's just like, right here. Do you do a handshake? No, I'm okay with that. I'm all right.
I thought one of the funnier moments, of course, was when he talked about being spied upon and surveilled by the former administration. He said, well, I think, you know, both of us can say we at least have something in common. So, yeah, just kind of hitting people again that, look, you say what you want about the words that I used, that I chose to make that tweet. Regardless, we were surveilled by the former administration. And, you know, Angela Merkel just kind of had to go. Because she said, after all that came out, initially she was upset about it, but then she forgave. She forgave Obama, because of course you got to save face. So she didn't want to rile it up and let her country know that they're also massively being spied on as well.
And I'm telling you, there's this weird thing happening right now where it's like watching the WWE. It's just the only analogy I can use. You know it's fake, okay? You know they've already got it all figured out, so you're just up there enjoying it, you know, laughing, going along. It's here for entertainment. It's the same paradigm happening right now when these liberal journalists get up and they ask a question that's just total nonsense about how he made up wiretapping claims or how he's a Russian agent. They just keep parroting these same talking points.
How about the New York Times author, the journalist who wrote the story about the wiretapping, is blaming InfoWars for pushing the wiretapping narrative when he was the one that wrote the story?
But that's what I'm saying. So they're sitting here in their own little world, like they're in the WWE, pretending for everyone, and everybody on the outside is just laughing. Everybody on the outside is just like, ha ha, you're fake. Like, they don't even take it seriously anymore. Sean Spicer was spicy all day yesterday. He was just ripping them. He was hitting punchlines left and right. Donald Trump, when they bring up the wiretapping claims, he makes the joke. He's like, well, I guess Merkel and I finally have something in common. We both get wiretapped by Obama.
Yeah.
So it's really just funny to see them just flopping around, just flailing themselves all over each other with these false narratives to try to bring Trump down. I think it's really failing miserably. And they only have their platforms. That's it. They don't have the hearts and minds of America anymore. Mm-hmm. And it'll be interesting to see how far this goes in the entertainment industry. Because, look, the only reason why people like Sham Moss and Poop Dog and Madonna are saying anything negative about Trump is because they all have new albums coming out, folks. Mm-hmm. Okay? That's it. They need a little publicity, and they want to get on the radio. And the liberals in charge of that media say, hey, Maybe we have room for you, maybe you don't, but you make a tweet about Donald Trump being bad, I think we can find a slot for you.
Yeah.
Magically, they all say something bad about Trump, and guess what? Their new albums will somehow make the radio, even though the songs probably suck. Instead of doing it the way Joy Vila did it, which is saying, hey, look, let's all come together and unite. And we've actually got a guest on the other side, Kaya Jones.
A friend of Joy Vila. She's speaking out and saying it's time for conservatives to be proud of the fact that we're MAGA, voted in Trump.
So musician Kaya Jones joins us on the other side. Stick around. Owen Schroyer, Leanne McAdoo. Alex Jones Show, fourth hour. Taking down.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy just to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again. It feels like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
The globalist great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Owen Schroyer, Leanne McAdoo, and we are about to be joined by Kaya Jones, somebody I'm sure you would recognize from a group back in the day called the Pussycat Dolls. Well, she dropped the Pussycat Dolls and she decided to never wear a pussy hat, and now she joins Leanne McAdoo and I. Leanne, you know I was excited to talk to Kaya today.
Very, very excited. We had to actually co-host the show today. Just a little background. Kaya Jones is an EDM artist. She says she was inspired by Joy Vila to come out of the closet as a Trump supporter. So she now is speaking out for those who can't, people who really have been afraid to wear their clothing in support of Donald Trump because, you know, they might be afraid they're going to get knocked out or punched or get their hat taken off or something. So, of course, Joy Villa really made a bold statement there at the Grammys. So Kaya served as the keynote speaker at the March for Trump in Las Vegas. And she's well known there as a DJ and an EDM artist. Like you mentioned, founding member of the Pussycat Dolls. She's worked with Britney Spears, Mick Jagger, Eminem, Katy Perry, many others. So Kaya, thank you so much for joining the show today. And really,
this is
awesome to have people finally kind of stepping out and, you know, stepping out of the entertainment industry to kind of keep your voice boxed in there.
Yeah, it's been kind of caging, almost imprisoned, if you will.
Mm. Now, you mentioned that, you know, after your friend, which you're seen mm-hmm. there with her, where she's wearing the dress, mm-hmm. she made this bold statement, really, and you said, you know what, now I'm proud to show off my Donald Trump T-shirt you were never able to wear before.
Yeah, it didn't, you know, it wasn't something that was prepared. Joy and I go way back. We've been friends for a very long time. And I'm actually really good friends with Andre Soriano, the designer of the dress. He's actually did my 2014 Grammy dress. So we all have been friends for a good amount of time. And I didn't know she was going to wear that. No one did. We actually have the same makeup artist. The makeup artist didn't know what she was going to wear. But I knew then it was going to be something interesting. Because I asked her, I said, what's Joy wearing? And she goes, I don't know. And I thought, interesting. So when we saw each other, I immediately embraced her. I just whispered in her ear, you're so brave and thank you. And then we were kind of just together for the rest of the night and saw the insanity that it caused. And it really did open up the floodgates for me. And I mean, so many other Americans. But for me, we had been friends a long time. Same with Andre Soriano. And none of us had discussed who we voted for. Not one conversation ever on we voted for Trump. And I think a lot of that is because the narrative is so not in a positive light. And, you know, I bought this beautiful shirt to support Trump last year when I was visiting NASA headquarters in Washington. And I wasn't able to wear it. And she said, will you do something for me? Can you come out and support? And I said, I'll do it in a second. Because she needed then someone to support and show that she's not alone in Hollywood. And unfortunately, everyone thinks that she is because, you know, not a lot of people have come out. There's very few that have come out, but we're here. There's a lot of us. So,
when did you first decide that you were going to vote for Donald Trump, or when did you first decide to support Donald Trump? And then just to follow up on what you just said, is that typical to not talk about who you voted? Is that just standard, just nobody really talks about it? Or because of the polarized environment around this election, is that why no one was talking about it?
Right.
You know, those are both really good questions. I mean, the biggest thing is, yes, we don't talk about our political views. Everyone kind of just stays mum to the word. A lot of the reasons I even left the Pussycat Dolls, and, it came out in this flood of now being able to speak my truth and be honest with who I am and that I'm a conservative. You know, at the time I thought being 19, 20, 21, like there must be something wrong with me. Why am I not okay with certain things that were going on? And, you know, I had no one really to go, no, you're just a conservative girl. You know, you love Jesus. You're just not into certain things. And I just didn't understand that. And so in this process, it opened up really me understanding that I'm a conservative and there is a name for this and this is what this is. And, no one really shares. It's not something that people openly share, I think, of fear. For me, I knew when I was going to vote for Trump. We'll go a little bit further back than that. I started doing a lot of work for the LGBT community when I went over to Iraq in 2010 and did 20 shows in 10 days for our military in support. I met a lot of soldiers that were gay or lesbians, and they weren't able to speak their truth during Prop 8. This was in that time. So I felt that it was important to come home and support our LGBT community that was dying and, you know, fighting for my freedom, and there wasn't more of a voice. That propelled me into now speaking a lot for the LGBT community. And I think in them not understanding what Trump was about and always being pushed a narrative that wasn't the truth of what was going on, it forced me to kind of feel shunned by the community that I was the closest to the most. In this process of actually voting for Trump, one of the main reasons I did vote for Trump, he spoke about Orlando. That was a big deal for me. seeing a, you know, a person that speaks out in the LGBT community and hearing him actually take a stance about what happened to Americans that night and to an attack on our LGBT community. That for me was one of the biggest reasons I voted for him. Also because he wasn't part of this whole collective of people mm-hmm. that were going to tell you what to do and what to think. And they were part of the establishment. He didn't need the money. He wanted to do it for, you know, the love of country. And I understand that so much. So that to me spoke volumes. And I've always respected him as a businessman. I knew he was going to win. That's what's so funny is I actually told people 2 years, like literally when it started, when he announced, I said he was going to win. And everybody I knew was like, no, he's not going to win. There's no way he's going to win. I said, okay, you'll see. And I wasn't able to share my piece because every time I tried, I was shut up. Mm-hmm. Like immediately, like, oh, he's this and he's that and Hillary. And it was just, there was no discussion. There wasn't, this isn't a, you know, a debate. This was, I hate you because you're voting for this person. And that was something I had never encountered ever.
And you know, that's funny that you talk about that, trying to have a discussion about why you're voting Trump or why you believe in these policies. Like you said, you can't really hold that discussion. And I had the same experience. I don't know about you, Leanne, mm-hmm. but I would always end the argument with just like, okay, you'll see. Like,
yeah.
You're not going to listen to me. You're not going to let me tell you what's happening. So just right. fine. Just go ahead and you'll see. And, well, yeah. they saw.
They did.
Well, it's pretty amazing if you even just open up dialogue with people and then give them the facts. If they're willing to listen, I've had a lot of people change their mind and go, wow, I didn't even realize that because the media told me differently.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of my really close friends, it was interesting. Some from the LGBT community would call me and say, I'm voting for Trump. They almost like they knew I was, but I hadn't confirmed or denied anything with them. So they were reaching out already trying to say, I'm voting for Trump and this was my truth. And I feel like you would understand. And that was interesting that there was this like secrecy and privacy in it. And, you know, that's how I knew he was going to win. I mean, from the moment that the polls started, just in a collective of talking to people about the candidates, you already had a good idea of who's going to win. So I thought it really interesting that the news outlets were forcing the narrative that this was who was going to win, and they were so sure. But the general population didn't have signs on their lawn this year. They didn't have stickers on their car this year. This should have said right away, something very different is occurring, and that anyone that didn't post anything, anyone that, you know, as much as people want to say, oh, they don't know who I voted for or what my views are, they do. If you never posted or wrote anything about or even responded to any of the comments about the other candidate, it was pretty obvious who you were going to vote for.
Yeah, like if you didn't tweet Trump is a racist, you probably
that's
like
right.
Trump.
that's right. And that's another thing that's really unfortunate is that, you know, you lost, get over it. Moving on. He is our president. And the reality of it is that the mocking of our first lady, the things that are going on is it's just kind of crude and no couth or class. And our country is not that.
Mm-hmm.
That is not what America is about. We are a civilized nation. So this anarchy of angst and anger when they've been in power for 8 years, and now it's time to shift the pendulum, which is what politics is. It doesn't move a lot in a fast amount of time. It swings a little bit here, swings a little bit there, and we somehow over time find a center. And so I just find it appalling that, you know, you didn't think he would accept, you know, the results. We accepted them because we won. And now you're belittling and being mean and rude to anyone that loves country.
Mm-hmm.
The millions of Americans that have already died for our nation, you know, going to Iraq, I almost want to say every artist should just do that. Philanthropy work, go to Iraq, go to some bases, go visit our military, see what these people really do. And the reality is that our country is not free. There's a lot of blood and bones on our flag of people that have died to protect our nation, to give us these freedoms of being able to be a lesbian or a gay man holding each other's hand walking down the street. There are things that have happened that have allowed us to have this freedom. And so to attack it and undermine the amount of strength that is behind this nation and the amount of incredible minds that has helped build this nation, it's just really hurtful. You don't necessarily have to love the man in power, but you do have to love that you're part of a really incredible country. There is nowhere in this world that is like America, and I've been to all of them.
Mm.
I can assure you, maybe others need to go and see what's out there when they think they're imprisoned. You know, in India, it is an offense to be gay. These are serious things that, you know, when you're throwing around religion and your ideology of what you think's going on, you really need to pay attention on what's going on and accepting money from, you know, a candidate accepting money from countries that are okay with Sharia law, that are okay with women being possessions, that are okay with 9-year-old brides, that are okay with persecution of gays, to me is an abomination on the world to judge. That's God's job. That's not our job as human beings. We don't have the authority or the right to do this.
Hmm.
So there's this angst within me going, you know, what is really going on here when, you know, you have Snoop Dogg and Bow Wow and all these people saying really hurtful, offensive things and not understanding that this is a bigger deal than what you think Donald Trump might be because he was on The Apprentice or what you think he might be because he doesn't fit your mold. Mm-hmm. This is our president. This is our commander in chief now. And we need to unite as Americans. We need to unite as a culture and understand that there are people that want to harm us and what we believe. I have friends that are Muslim that are scared of radical Muslims. Like, this is not just a one-sided narrative.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really disgusting that we're not able to talk. We're not able to communicate with each other because there's so much anger. And I do believe that's generational hate, generational pain. And we need to work past and through that. Right? That's generational. That's not in the here and the now.
Right.
Let's
try
and forgive and forget and not forget in the narrative of what has happened, that denounces what has happened, but in a way that says, you know, because I'm Native American. My father is a full Native American born and raised on a reservation in Dallas, Texas. Does that mean that I hate all white people? Come on. This is lunacy.
Mm.
We are all out of many one people.
Right.
So we should all unite somehow. We should all understand that for the greater good of our country, what we're sending out a message is that we're not united and we're easily divided. And that's easy to infiltrate.
Right. And I think a lot of young people will start seeing that we have a lot more in common when artists like yourself and entertainers do step outside of that box and say, look, the left can't claim that they have all the cool kids on their side. And you're only cool if you believe this certain way. And that they've really sort of owned the fact that, you know, the cool kids are on this side of the team. And I really appreciate, you know, you speaking out.
And I appreciate you guys for having me. You know, I think the most important thing is the amount of letters I've received. And I feel like viewers really need to understand. I received letters from 13, 14, 15 year olds that are gay, that are conservative, saying thank you. This is something that isn't just about being a cool kid. And by the way, it is cool to not want to do drugs. It is cool to care about unit core, God and country. It is cool to not always follow suit with what's going on around you. That is cool. And there are a lot of kids that don't have a messenger right now because all they're hearing over a loud microphone is this establishment is negative. They're racist. They're this, they're that. And there are a lot of children that are raised in conservative homes. I didn't realize that I was a conservative and there was nothing wrong with me that I wasn't okay with what was going on behind the scenes of the dolls. That's really the root of it. It wasn't because I wanted to be number one or be more famous than the rest. It was, I wasn't okay with this collective. This isn't what I signed up for. I'm not going to sell my integrity or my soul for fame or for money. As no one else should. And so, you know, I never get aggressive, but when I saw what Bow Wow texted, I literally said, someone slap him up his damn head, because it's so ridiculous now that he would say something so uncouth about a woman. Human trafficking is a big problem.
Right.
Prostitution is a big problem. To make a connotation like, you know, someone's a hoe and a pimp and this and that, and you think it's funny or cool about our first lady, that was said about Michelle Obama. Are you joking? That would be everywhere and everyone would say shame on you. But for some reason, because she's Slovenian, you know, and white and Mr. Trump's wife, somehow that feels like it's okay. But at what point is racism racism? And being discriminative toward women in a whole, it's disgusting. Mm-hmm. Those kinds of messages are teaching kids that it's okay to bully and abuse and be uncouth and be rude to an elder or someone in a higher position. You know, respect your elders, respect people that have earned those 4 stars, that have earned the right of running the government. And by the way, he earned the right. He played the game and he played it better than anyone else. Everyone was worried about popular votes. And he understood that, hey, I can hit way more states and go with, you know, with the college, with the collective. I can go and grab that. And that's smart to me. That's not, oh, he was unfair. He was the smarter of the two candidates. I mean, I would have thought maybe she would have. How could she not have known that? How could she not have known that? Her husband was a president. I mean, you have to know kind of the stream of how you can catch these votes. And it was focused on bigger populated areas, but not as many states. And well, so everyone's so confused.
Well, the truth is, Kaya, they thought that they were going to rig this thing. They thought they had it stolen. They thought they were going to cheat and they thought they were going to rig it. They thought they had the votes. They thought they had the illegals. And they lost. They didn't get the numbers. It was a complete landslide for Trump. We're joined by Kaya Jones, formerly of the Pussycat Dolls. Now, I want to get to this on the other side. We're about to take a break here. And by the way, I think that we probably should have maybe slapped a pair of handcuffs on Bow Wow, not just across the side of the head.
We've been triggered all week from
but
that.
I get the feeling that there may be some politics involved here, but behind the scenes, people like Snoop Dogg, people like Bow Wow, people like Madonna, these are all people, Lady Gaga, these are all people with albums that are set for release. All of a sudden, they make a negative comment about Donald Trump, and they get publicity across the board. I think there might be something more to that. We're going to get the answer from Kaya Jones on the other side. Leanne McAdoo, Owen Schroyer, Kaya Jones, Alex Jones Show. Final segment on the other side.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the final segment of the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer, Leanne McAdoo, we're joined by Kaya Jones, formerly of the Pussycat Dolls, now solo EDM artist doing her own stuff. You can check her out on YouTube. You know, Kaya, you have actually worked with Snoop Dogg in the past. Many people probably forget that. You can choose to comment on that or not. But let's go back to my question before the break. How much of Snoop Dogg, Bow Wow, Madonna, Lady Gaga coming out and making these anti-Trump remarks, how much of that is personal political slash how much of it is personal business? I just need attention to try to sell albums.
Well, you know, this is the thing. I do believe that there's a good amount of it that is solely focused on getting attention. And we know that President Trump has a lot of, you know, placement in the news every single day. I don't think there is any news article that doesn't include him.
I say he's the most popular human in the history of the world, at least as far as
yeah, and he has the most powerful position as well. Mm-hmm. But everyone needs to lay off of it because he actually has to do a job. And you know, I don't really love Kasich, but I will say that his analogy is spot on. You know, am I going to not agree with my pilot or go against my pilot if I'm on a plane? Like. He's kind of the pilot of this country right now. Like, nothing's going to change. He's not going to be impeached. By the way, you have to hold the House, the Senate, one, and all three are not with you guys. So you can't impeach him. I know you want to think that you can, and it sounds really good to keep pushing that narrative, but that's false. That's not true. And you're not educating viewers. Viewers need to understand, like, this is what's going on. Now take what you want from it and make it your own instead of being forced a narrative that this is who he is. This is what he's about. This is what's going on. And this is the reality. We can impeach him. No, we really can't.
Yeah, so incredible.
We could as Republicans, but no, Democratic liberals. No, you can't. You would have to have some control in, you know, the three positions. You don't hold one, you don't hold two, you don't hold three. So pretty much it's, you know, one of the two positions, sorry, not three, but I mean.
So, but my question is, do you think they're buying what they're selling or do you think they're strictly doing it because
they want
attention?
No. I think that they do want attention. I do think they're buying what they're selling.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, for me, I won't even repeat her name. I kid you not. I own every album of hers, went to every concert. I will never buy a single thing from
Madonna.
Her
again. Go ahead and say
she
it, Madonna.
No, I don't even want to. I don't like that.
I was a fan of Madonna too. I see her too. I know. I was a fan of Madonna. I saw Madonna's concerts and she's gone completely crazy and she's desperate.
No, well,
it might not even be her. There's plenty of them.
when you're talking about our White House, I mean, by the way, that's the people's house. Are you forgetting that doesn't belong to Donald Trump? That belongs to the people. That belongs to everything that these incredible men and women have built through our nation and through the years, our Constitution, our values. It was lunacy to hear that come out of her mouth and think that that was, you know, I guess you got high class. So that just shows they're right there. As much as you want to marry a British guy and you've made hundreds of millions of dollars, you can't buy class. You're still a trashy girl from Michigan. And so bottom line is that you got to be aware of what's going on in our country. There are millions of Americans right now that are hungry and that are broke. There are millions of American soldiers that have fought for our nation that can't get proper health care through the VA and also living on the street. I mean, at what point are we going to say human trafficking is an issue for our country? Our veterans not being taken care of correctly is an issue for our country. Our men and women, blue collar men and women, are not able to obtain jobs. We've gone everywhere else in the world, overseas, and it's hurting us now. This is what everyone doesn't understand is the world actually likes Trump because everywhere we go, they go, oh, you guys are the world police. And he's now saying, let's not be the world police for a second. Let's worry about us. And then let's fix everything later, you know, in the world. And
thank you, Kaya. We got to run to a break. You were a great guest. Guys, follow Kaya Jones. Find her on Twitter. Find her on YouTube. You stay classy, Info Warriors.
Kaya Jones.
Maya Jones. Tonight. Roast Madonna. Roast Madonna.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.